suspect in death of Jewish protester in Southern California, to stand trial. A Ventura County judge has determined there is enough evidence to hold a trial for the man suspected of causing the death of another man who was pro-Israel during a pro-Palestinian protest in Thousand Oaks, California, last year. Police arrested Loai Abdel Fattah Elnaji, 50, of Moorpark in December. He faces one felony count of involuntary manslaughter in the death of Paul Kessler, 69, a Jewish man who was killed as a result of an altercation November 5 during the protest. Ventura County Superior Court Judge Ryan Wright made the decision May 15 after a two-day preliminary hearing, according to District Attorney Eric Nazarenko. Mr. Elnaji is accused of engaging in a physical confrontation with Mr. Kessler during the incident while both were protesting on the corner of Thousand Oaks and Westlake Boulevards. Witnesses say Mr. Kessler was struck in the face and fell on the pavement, hitting his head. He died the next day of severe head trauma, according to authorities. The Ventura County Medical Examiner's Office determined he was a victim of homicide, meaning he died as a result of someone else's actions, Chief Medical Examiner Christopher Young said in November. Sheriff James Freihoff said Mr. Elnaji was one of the people who called 911 to get help after Mr. Kessler fell. He was also cooperative with investigators by answering questions at the scene, the sheriff said. During this week's preliminary hearing, Senior Deputy District Attorney Courtney Lewis presented evidence, including DNA analysis of blood found on the rim of the megaphone that Mr. Elnaji allegedly used to strike Mr. Kessler. That blood evidence was located on the front end of the megaphone horn and is a match to Mr. Kessler, the District Attorney's office said in a press release Wednesday. Prosecutors also showed other evidence, which included video and audio clips from Mr. Kessler's cell phone, showing the moments directly before he was allegedly struck by Mr. Elnaji. Ventura County Medical Examiner Dr. Othan Mina also testified that Mr. Kessler died from blunt force trauma caused by the blow from the megaphone and the subsequent fall to the pavement. Although prosecutors with the district attorney's office continue to translate and review messages, social media posts, files, and other documents belonging to Mr. Elnaji, nothing so far supports evidence that Mr. Kessler's was a result of a hate crime, Mr. Nazarenko's office said. While anti-Semitic hate speech was heard at the, there is no evidence those words were said by Elnaji, according to the district attorney's office. Mr. Elnaji remains out of custody after posting a $50,000 bail. He faces a maximum of 4 years in prison if convicted on all charges. An arraignment is scheduled for June 10 at the Ventura County Superior Court.